Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:30 here on a Tuesday. History is made as the first black openly gay woman takes the reins of control over the city of Chicago.
Our challenges are great. There's no mistaking that.
Lori Lightfoot becomes the city's 56th mayor and takes over Chicago's mountain of debt. Looming decisions over tax increases or budget cuts or both. And crime.
But if we follow our four stars, safety, education, stability, and integrity, we can once again become a city that families want to move to, not run away from.
Lightfoot, who on the campaign trail vowed to take on the Chicago machine, also inherits a new city council, for which she said it won't be business as usual. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
With another round of rain and high water issues developing in the region, the Wichita Fire Department has issued a warning about rivers and creeks.
The Wichita Fire Technical Rescue Team has been training for water rescues. Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis tells KSN News the water is moving so fast that a person could easily become pinned and unable to move.
People underestimate the power of what water can do, and that's usually when they get in trouble because they think, well, I can swim fine. Well, that's in a pool or a pond or a lake. But once you get into a moving body of water, all bets are off.
He says people should not consider attempting to walk across the big ditch, for example. And if you're driving and come across a flooded road, to turn around and don't drown. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Residents in a North Kansas town are being asked to leave their homes as the water rises in Saline County. Officials have issued a voluntary evacuations for the town of New Cambria, northeast of Salina. They say there's a potential for record flooding along the Smoky Hill River. Roads in and around and surrounding the town are expected to be underwater at some point today.
28 men and two women were arrested in the parking lot of a business in southwest Wichita, south of Eisenhower Airport. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened late last Friday night near 34th Street South and Hoover Road.
The Wichita Police Department traffic section has been addressing an ongoing street racing and trespassing complaints in the area of 6200 West 34th Street South. They've been working on this for several months. The Wichita Police Department Traffic Unit has been working proactively with the neighborhood and also businesses.
There were also some minors on the scene. They were all released into the custody of parents or guardians. The adults were all given notices to appear in court for the misdemeanor charge of trespassing.
A 37-year-old man was injured north of downtown Wichita. Officer Davidson says police were called to the report of a shooting Sunday evening near 8th and Market.
The investigation revealed a disturbance had occurred between the victim and a known 43-year-old male suspect outside of the Interfaith Villas apartments in the 900 block of North Market. The suspect shot multiple times from a BB gun, which struck the victim.
And the victim hospitalized with minor injuries to his face. The suspect ran away.
Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the construction crew is making good progress in building the city's new baseball stadium.
Even though with all this rain, they've kind of gotten ahead of schedule and gotten the foundations in. So they're planning on taking the steel up in the air at the end of this month, which is not very far away.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
Will he or won't he show up? That's the question for former White House counsel Don McGahn, who's been subpoenaed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee.
The House Judiciary Committee wants McGahn to address Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, in particular, the part of the report that says the president asked McGahn to fire Mueller, a request McGahn refused to carry out. But the White House has directed McGahn to ignore the subpoena, relying on an opinion from the DOJ's legal counsel stating that based on longstanding bipartisan and constitutional precedent, the former counsel to the president cannot be forced to give such testimony. McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress if he doesn't appear today. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Guests included political consultants, government vendors, and elected officials from across California. But the main event of a conference was very unexpected.
Well, they normally bond or deal over a round of golf or dinner after a day of meetings. But this year's California Contract Cities Association seminar included a massive brawl. At least seven people were involved. None of them are cooperating with police. One city councilman was knocked out after a heated discussion became elevated. The event took place over the weekend at the Indian Wells Resort and Spa. The City of Commerce mayor plans to press charges, adding that, quote, violence is never the answer. And as elected officials, we are held to a higher standard. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department is conducting an investigation. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KSN staff meteorologist, KNSS staff meteorologist, Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This wet weather pattern is going to continue at least through the rest of the afternoon, but we get a break for a while tonight and tomorrow before more storms return Wednesday night and throughout the rest of the week. Showers and storms, some heavy at times with a high 74, clear, breezy, and 54 overnight. On Wednesday, close to 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
We have a thunderstorm, rain, 56 degrees, southeast wind at 14 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. At 6:35, a West Virginia woman has acknowledged that she threatened to kill President Donald Trump. Prosecutor says 25-year-old Taryn Corinne Henthorne of Middleburn pleaded guilty in federal court in Wheeling. Authorities say Henthorne made the threat on Facebook and elsewhere in January. Henthorne faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine at sentencing. No sentencing date was immediately set. Well, maybe he just wanted a spa day. A red panda who escaped his compound at a zoo in North Dakota has been found. Sheffield was found grooming himself in a tree outside the zoo. Panda went missing from the Red River Zoo in Fargo this past Thursday. He was found a day later perched in that tree. Apparently, he worked up an appetite while grooming himself. Animal handlers lured him down from the tree with food before herding him back into the enclosure. Red panda is an endangered species. Looks to me like an animal that's pretty docile and easily,
yeah,
if somebody wanted to kill it.
He wasn't straying too far from his food source.
In another part of the world, if somebody wanted to kill that animal for food or whatever, it wouldn't be too hard to do.
They're so cute. You
know, yeah. Everybody loves a panda. Today is May 21st on this date in 1881. What was founded, Ted?
Bang!
You don't know.
I don't know.
Clara Barton.
AT&T? No. The Red Cross.
The Red Cross. The American Red Cross having a birthday today. So if you're a volunteer and you go down to the Red Cross office down there on North Market, you're having a birthday cake, probably. I would think, anyway. Some sort of celebration.
And what's Clara Barton's connection to Kansas?
I'm not sure. I know she was a nurse during the Civil War, right, Ted?
Yes.
Okay. And when I was in about the third or fourth grade, I read a book about Clara Barton, but I don't remember much about it, frankly. She had a connection here?
Barton County.
Oh, that's Clara Barton.
The only county in Kansas named after a woman.
How about that? I didn't know.
We have
that.
105 counties, and only one is
only
named
one?
After a woman, Barton County.
There you go. Of course, Sedgwick's named after a Civil War Union officer.
One of the highest ranking Union officers that died in the Civil War.
He did. Yesterday, of course.
Now, speaking of which.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no statue of General Sedgwick here in Sedgwick County. There's one at Gettysburg, and there's one at West Point, but we don't have one here.
What?
I've always thought that was odd.
Well, we should have one.
We should have a statue of General Sedgwick.
We surely should.
Somewhere here in town.
Now, you know, over by the old county courthouse, there is a big statue with a soldier on it, but I'm not sure it's a Civil War soldier or what it is, right? You know the one I'm talking about. It's just north of the old county courthouse there. I don't think it's Sedgwick, though. You're right. I don't know. Have I down the city of Sedgwick? I think they may have one. I'm not sure. Because they're having problems with flooding.
Well, right? Yeah, they need to get that fixed.
That's a good idea, Ted. We need to get a statue of our
name.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a lot of groundswell of support out there for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that people say, you know, we need to do that before we do anything. Before we go to Denny's this morning, you know, anyway. Grandson Luke celebrating his 16th birthday. His parents took him to the Kobe Steakhouse for a dinner last night. And
very nice.
They had some cake and whatnot. So Luke's having his 16th birthday. He is now driving without supervision.
Oh, my.
Which is, no kidding. That frightens me. Anyway.
Have you been in the vehicle with him?
I have. I let him drive my car a while back.
Oh, all right. So you're.
And had to get him a few pointers. But I think either he's going to be very cautious or conscientious or, you know, I don't know. You never know with kids. But I hope he's very careful. And I hope if he goes out in the rain, he turns his headlights on, for crying out loud. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. Well, first thing, my hat off to your grandson for going out last night eating a steak.
Yeah. they got steak on the menu at Kobe. They do. You can get it.
Yes, sir. Fantastic.
I'll tell you what, Shelly and I were driving out west, and I looked at that farm field out there, and I said, yeah. I told her what I knew about farming. They can't go in there and do much with all that mud in there. All right?
By God, you're learning, Steve.
I'm quick.
Well, there was a lack of fresh news for Monday to influence our livestock futures. The cash cattle trade last week was lower money and light volume. The cattle complex traded mostly negative yesterday as there was some profit taking from Friday's strong positive close. And we saw lean hog futures trade two-sided and close mostly positive yesterday. On the close, June cattle, 7 cents higher, 111.35. August feeder, 72 cents lower, 144.77. And June hog, 62 cents lower, 91.75. The wheat and corn futures Monday scored new highs for the current move higher, while the soybeans had an inside trading session, but they all closed positive yesterday. Now, the corn planting is at a record slow pace, only 49% complete nationwide. The five-year average is 80%. Corn emergence is only 19%. The five-year average is 49%. Soybean planting is 19% done. The five-year average is 47%. And progress will continue to slow with the rain in the forecast for the next several days to as much as over a week. The Texas wheat harvest is 8% complete, all that being done in the very southern end. July KC wheat at the moment, 8.25 cents higher, 442.75. July corn up 6.5 cents at 395.5. July soybean 6.75 cents higher at 838.5. July crude oil trading 34 cents higher at 63.55. July heating oil is unchanged at 207. We're looking at the in just a second here. I gave you something. Yeah, I got something wrong here. The June S&P 13.75 points. Higher right now, 28.57.75. June dollar index, 20 cents higher, 97.60. And June Dow Jones futures up 108 points at 25,804. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, what's the usual deadline for getting that wheat planted? I mean, is there a certain time that we got to get it in the ground or what?
Do you mean the corn?
The corn, is that what we're looking at? I thought we were planting wheat.
Yes. The corn's well behind schedule there, okay, with less than half the nation corn planted. 80% of it's done at this time of the year. You start running into what they call your planting deadline as far as qualifying for crop insurance, which is coming up on a lot of farmers here at the end of this week. And then you start looking at the fact you might have prevented planting where you will not plant it at all, possibility of switching to soybeans if you can't get the corn in the ground. The thing is, planting is one thing, Steve. The other thing that's important is emergence. It's only 19% emerge. You know, it doesn't do any good to get it planted if you can't get it out of the ground and growing. So there's a big concern how late this corn crop's going to be this year.
All right. Could be in danger. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, 6:43. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Graham, CFP, the money tracker, self-employed, maxing out retirement savings. That's what he's going to talk about. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.